This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
But it was a very busy day today for the Minnesota Wild and yesterday. Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, the general manager, Bill Guerin. Bill, are you exhausted or how are you doing?
It was a pretty long day today, but I'm feeling pretty good. We're happy with the way our 2 days went. We got five great picks and good character kids that we're happy to add to Minnesota Wild.
So when the last 2 months, let's just say, or last 3 months, whatever it is, you're preparing for a draft. All the games have been played. Do you guys wear yourselves out watching tape? And are you on the phone constantly getting more information? Do you have to be careful not to overanalyze? What has it been like?
Well, you know what? We have a great director of amateur scouting, Judd Brackett. Judd came in July and, just took over. And, I have complete trust in him. And him and his staff have done a fantastic job of, identifying the players that we wanted to take, and yesterday and today just worked out really well for us. Every guy that we took, we had high on our list, and it's mainly Judd and the group of amateur scouts that we had, and I just they take the lead, or Judd takes the lead, and we work together on it.
All right, let's go a couple deal by deals here because you made a trade today. Luke Kunin for Nick Bonino, somebody that you know from back in Pittsburgh. He's 32 years old from Nashville. What intrigued you? Why pull the trigger on that one?
Well, Nick's a proven winner. When we were in Pittsburgh together, I felt like he was a real integral part of those back-to-back Stanley Cups. His intangibles on the ice and off the ice are something that I've always liked about him. He's got great hockey sense, a great stick, really good face-off man and penalty killer. And on the offensive side, he assumes all those defensive responsibilities and checking responsibilities and had 18 goals as well. He's a winner. And that's what I really like about him. And there's always a price to pay when you get a guy like that. And I know Luke is a good young player who's going to have a lot of success there in Nashville. David Poile and John Hines really believe in him, and they wanted to acquire him. And we added a couple picks, so it's a fair deal all around, I think.
Last night you get Rossi, number 9 overall. He's not a, if you think of Mikko Koivu and Eric Staal, the outgoing, they're long and lean with long arms. He's, I don't want to say he's a throwback, but he's 5'9", 180 pounds from Austria. What did you see? What do you like?
I like the character. I like the type of person he is. I mean, he had 120 points in the Ontario Hockey League this year, so he's got skill. He's got competitiveness. He's got drive. He's got character. He values his off season and he puts the time into to be as strong and as fast as he can. And he wants to he doesn't want to just be an NHL player. He wants to be great. And in talking to Judd, he just grew on us, and that's the guy we wanted.
I'm going to butcher this, but you took another setter in the second round, and I'm going to try this now. Don't laugh at me, okay, Bill? You promise?
I promise.
Merit Kuznetsov.
Yes. Yeah. And when you...
you don't even know.
I stick with his first name. to be quite honest with you. But when you watch him, it's just, you know what? It's flat out speed.
Speed.
And, you know what? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the center position with our team. Those players, you know, fell to us. We always want to take the best player available, regardless of position. But it just worked out well. And Merritt was, he's just, you know, he's got elite speed. And, you know, like all these guys picked today, a good young player.
When you look at that position, center, I mean, is there an attribute that you value more? Is it hands, vision, speed? Yeah. If you could say one over the other, what would it be?
You know what? I guess early on, it's maturity. You know, a lot of these guys that get drafted as centers, they have the maturity to want to play a 200-foot game. You know, they don't necessarily cheat all the time. They, you know, I mean, hey, look, they're getting points, and you have to take some offensive chances. But center is a very difficult position to play at the National Hockey League level. And, you know, you just see something in their game that they're willing to play, you know, in both ends of the rink. And, you know, I think in Marco and Merritt, we got those guys. And, you know, when they're putting up the points that they are, it's just a, you know, it's an added bonus.
What was your draft day like when you got drafted?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just a fantastic day. It's a fantastic feeling. Mine was great. It was right here in Minneapolis. I got drafted at the old Met Center, and
it was at 89 or 90?
89.
Yeah.
89, and I had you know, my mom and dad with me, and my best buddy, and you know what? It was just it was a dream come true. And you know, that was the day, like, for me, just I guess it kind of just tells you, like, oh wow, this is a reality. I think I'm playing the NHL.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
And it's a big day for all these kids. And part of, you know, one of the great things is getting on the phone with them and just hearing the excitement in their voice. And you know, like I said, it's just a big day for these kids.
And last, and I mean, you never replicate a live draft, as you mentioned, Met Center, wherever. And it's always fun to watch because the GMs are working the floor and the phones and going and talking to people, and some of the players are there. How was it doing it with virtual?
It was great. You know what? I mean, look at it. It's you know, it's a different world right now. I think our league has proven that we are extremely adaptable and can have success in a lot of different ways. And our return to play was incredibly successful. And I think our virtual draft was, you know, I think it was a little long at times, but you know what? I think the thing that happened was that we were all in our home offices, and it gave us time to really dissect what we wanted to do and you know, move up or move back. It was a success.
Well, Bill, thank you so much. We'll do it again soon, talking about the season starting January 1st, but appreciate it very much. Go get some dinner.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Bill Guerin.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.